Blog Talk Radio.
True Talk Radio 135. One time for your mind. I wanted to play that Omar Cruz. I'm from where cops gang bang and hang with Hollywood stars. Ain't no angels left, that's why they call it City of God. Or that Toro Encartado. When you just put it out there, that area Camacho, you let them, you play that, they know what time it is. And y'all know what time it is, man. I had to come back one time for your mind on that Roy Jones. Y'all must have forgot. You know, I had the big one, man. I was trying to come back last week, but I had to close out the month, man. As you know, powered by Grubbs Nissan. You know, we out here selling cars. It's how we pay the bills. Obviously, boxing is the passion. It's what we love to do. And we try to do it every time. And we do it every time, every day. You know, obviously, you can follow us on all social media. True Boxing Heads, TRU, The Real Unite. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest, whatever. All True Boxing Heads. You already know, hashtag. But, you know, we got caught up, man, so we couldn't go live about the Kovalev Canelo, the big one that happened. But, shit, here we are. We can recap it. I'm going to recap that. Some news. The Compa Valley. A few homies went out there. Even Londo, Pinsqueak, he went, made it out there with his wifey. A lot of homies were out there. You know, it's that boxing fam. Everybody out there putting in work, man. Shout out to everybody out there that went to visit Vegas. And those that went to the fight, even my boy Antonio went. You know, it's all boxing all the time, man. It's what we do all the time. But, you know, some of us got to grind. Some of us got to pay the bills. And that's what I'm focused on right now. That's why this time I took the back seat. It's my first Canelo fight I missed in years, you know. I want to say it's probably the first one I missed since the Cotto one. And before that, you know, I've been to a few. You know, it had become my tradition. Because going to Canelo fights is like an event, you know, especially for me. You know, obviously I'm partial in the sense that I'm Mexican. I'm not dedicated to Canelo, man. I'll make that clear right now. I'm dedicated to the sport. Canelo don't pay my bills, homie. I pay my own bills. And that's why I have to work. Now, if Canelo was paying my bills, then, you know, that changes the tune. But one thing I do, I respect what he's done for the sport of boxing. And, you know, talking about these events. You know, you go to these events, they're packed out. You know, people pay. You know, ain't no comps. You know, it ain't no empty seats. There's real people, you know, there to see a real fight. And that's kind of why I wanted to talk about this show, man, or talk about the fight. You know, because I've said it before. You heard me say it on this show before, man, plenty of times. You'll never make people happy. People are never fucking happy. People are always going to bitch about something. And guess what? Canelo Kovalev was no exception. You know, there was a few things, you know. Kovalev, the way he was fighting, his style. If you go back and you watch the fight, you actually hear Buddy McGirt say, hey, you're doing a good job. Keep jabbing. He's setting traps. You know, he misses with that right hand, that power right hand that he's known for. You know, he gets rocked. The fight ends a lot earlier. You know, you even heard Canelo say it after the fight. You know, things got complicated a little bit because, you know, he didn't do what we expected. And, you know, so we went a lot longer than we thought because, you know, obviously Kovalev don't have everything left in the tank like he did at one point. But that's on him. You know, it's boxing, you know. And, you know, Canelo being the fighter that he is took advantage of it, you know. He took the shot, you know. He dared to step up. You know, regardless of the fact, it was still a major risk. Obviously, at the end, you know, Kovalev paid the price. You know, he got caught. He got caught on that chin. And on that chin, that shit was a real shot. That final one, you know, the first one that initiated caused it all. But that final one, that was that death blow, you know, that slump. You know, I think I even posted that on Twitter or Instagram, you know, slumped. Because he was slumped over the ropes. You know, that was on that Adrian Broner, except times three, because he was out. You know, Broner, when he got dropped by Madonna, he kind of did the same thing on the ropes. But, you know, he bounced back up and was able to continue. Kovalev, he was done. The referee waved that shit off. It was over. Game over. You know, so it wasn't nothing fake about that, man. You know, people want to say that's fake. You know, obviously boxing does have that reputation in the past, you know, from the mafias, the casinos, and, you know, people rigging fights. But, you know, it's 2019, man. There's sanctioned bodies. There's athletic commissions. There's promoters. You know, that's fed time. You get caught with that shit, man. You know, you're doing time. So, I mean, if you want to believe that, believe it. You know, I jokingly told some of the homies, man, I bet you some of the people who believe that are probably people who watch wrestling and believe wrestling is real. You know, if you think you're going to let somebody say, hey, man, let's fight for 11 rounds and then hit me behind the ear and then follow it up with a right hand and then, you know, finish it off with a flush shot to the chin, then sign me up. Let's do it. Come on, man. Let's be real. Another thing that people were bitching about, because, you know, people are always going to be mad, is the fact that they waited for Diaz versus Magomedov to finish the UFC fight, you know. I think it's a business tactic, man, and again, you never make people happy. Me, personally, being a boxing head, I was cool with it because I'm not a UFC guy. I'm a combat guy. I like hands being thrown. But, you know, I'm a Diaz guy. I like the Diaz brothers. I'm not committed to the UFC by no means, you know. I'll stream that shit. I'll watch it. I might even, you know, shout out to James Vick. You know, a few people that I've worked with in the past and I rode with. But I'm not a UFC guy. But I did want to watch that fight because Diaz, you know, always a warrior. And, you know, Jorge coming into his own, you know, it was a fight that I wanted to watch. So I was tuned in. So they actually had announced that beforehand, that they were going to wait till after that fight to show it. And, you know, I was cool with it, you know. But, again, you can never make people happy. People were bitching. Guess what, man? You're not paying the $100 pay-per-view, you know. It's not HBO pay-per-view. It's not Showtime pay-per-view. It's not anything out of your pocket. You're not paying like you did Mayweather McGregor. This was, you know, Canelo on the zone. Shit, if you signed up for a year, you pay $833. If you sign up, you know, for the first time, you get the free 30-day trial, and then after that, $19.99 a month, and you can cancel, you know, but people still going to bitch. Me, personally, again, I was cool with it, and it goes back to the old saying, man, people are never happy. And again, it wasn't fake. You know, Canelo did his thing, you know, WBO champion. You know, he legitimately beat Kovalev. Definitely seen some kinks in that armor, though. You know, you've seen the size difference, and you've seen that. You know, Canelo's better definitely served at 160, 168. You know, 175, you find those monsters. You find those big guys. And, you know, stylistically, it just wasn't the type of fight, you know, that Canelo expected, and myself included, because, you know, you thought he was going to go to the body, but he didn't have that opportunity. You know, Kovalev was working that jab and never really got to dig on that body like he wanted to, but he was landing some big shots. If you watch it again and you watch closely, he was landing shots. Kovalev, even though he was sticking to his game plan, was still tiring. And again, if you go back and you listen to it and you watch it, you can hear Buddy McGirt. You know, hey, man, stick to this, watch that. He's setting traps because that was the game plan. You know, we're going to stop that fool. That was the game plan from the jump for Canelo, who by far has inherited all the haters in the world. Seems like he got all the Floyd Mayweather haters on his side now. But you know what? He continues to make his legacy. And as I was saying at the beginning, man, I'm not a fan of him per se, where I'm a groupie like some of these fools who are quick to take pictures with anybody and everybody and post them. I respect the man. You know, I've seen him plenty of times. You know, I salute him and keep him moving. You know, and I salute what he's done for himself and his family. And he's created a legacy. So much so that even some Mexican fighters hate on him a little, which is, I think, sucks. But that comes with the territory, you know, no harm, no foul. You know, you keep on moving, you keep on pushing, you know. Ain't nothing going to stop, you know. But where does he go from here? I hope he goes back to fight on the regular scheduled dates, which, you know, Cinco de Mayo, September 16th. Fighting November 2nd wasn't the business per se for me. But obviously, like most people, and he does move that needle, you know. I posted on my personal Facebook, man, only Canelo is the type of dude that'll have every Mexican neighborhood in the U.S. and Mexico and boxing heads gathered up, you know, because he's the type of guy that can do that and does do that. But I thought it was dope of him to dedicate the fight after to all the dead, you know, Dia de los Muertos. I thought that was pretty dope. You know, Dia de los Muertos on the first, the day after Halloween, and I think it goes through the weekend. And it kind of touched me, man, in a lot of ways. And I mean, enough to say, man, I got to get on that cast. I gotta hit him one time with the 3-1-3-5, you know. Because my grandpa, man, rest in peace, you know, he was a huge, huge Canelo fan. That was always our talking point. You know, he always loved watching boxing, and Canelo was his gallo. He used to always say, that's his rooster. That's my gallo. And, you know, Canelo delivered. You know, was it the action-packed fight many anticipated? No, it wasn't. You know, it was a calculated fight. You know, with one guy trying to stick to his game plan of jabbing, keeping him at a distance at arm's length, and another guy trying to get inside and trying to wreck him. And it finally came to fruition in the 11th round. And to me, and to diehards, to trues, that shit made up for it. That final fucking 30 seconds made up for the fight. Because, you know, obviously we like to see blood, man. Like me and the homies joke, matense la verga, kill each other, motherfuckers, right? But it's a boxing, man. At the same time, you got to stick to the game plan. And that's what it is, man. So I just kind of wanted to touch on that. Shout out to Canelo. Shout out to Kovalev. And shout out to Kathy Duval, who set him up perfectly, who actually said before the fight that win, lose, or draw, Kovalev is set after this. You know, he's got another 3-fight deal. You know, he can fight on ESPN. He's flexible. So, you know, yeah, he made his money, but guess what? He can make some more money if his heart is in it and he wants to continue. And, you know, if he wants to walk away from the sport, guess what? He made a good living. You know, he made his own history. He's a world champion. He's got a lot of fans, and he did a lot. You know, at one point he was at the highest level of the sport, and, you know, I tip my cap to him. Hat tip to the homie right there. On the undercard, you know, Ryan Garcia knocked out KO'd Romeo Dono in the first round. It was quick and fast, you know. After all that hype, after all that talk, you know, you're ducking Ryan. I mean, Ryan, you're ducking. You don't want none with Dono. You know, Dono, you know, who knocked out a few people, you know, started to have that reputation, and people were starting to believe it. Ryan is scared, and he took the fight, and he took care of business, and he made a huge statement. Made a huge statement, and, you know, his future is bright. You know, I could see him fighting for a title in 2020. Another person who made a statement was Tenisa Estrada, super bad. Got the big win, outlasted Esparza, who had a huge gash, who showed hard of herself, you know, went and got pregnant, got married, and came back to the ring. You know, she gave us the fight that a lot of us wanted to see, and she handled her business, man. And, you know, I'm proud of both of those girls. To me, I even said it, you know, it was one of the most highly anticipated women's fight in boxing, if not the most, in the sense that they're both beautiful girls, they're both undefeated, high level, ready to squab it out, and they gave us everything. You know, it was, you know, their 112-pound title fight, WBA, you know, they're not knocking the building down, but, you know, they fought at their level. You know, Marlene Esparza started fast, you know, started, you know, putting it to Estrada. It almost looked like she was outclassing her. But props to Shanisa, who's a real fighter, a true fighter, showed that she trained for it. And in the later round, started coming on and started catching Esparza. And after that blood, after that cut, she kept coming on. She kept coming on. I think those scorecards were pretty wide, in my opinion. But, you know, no, I'm not saying nothing, no robbery, no nothing. May the best woman won. Shit, hey, if nothing else, let's run it again. Run it back. Rematch. Except this time, y'all set the tone. Fuck it. Main event. Main event in Texas. Main event in Belasco. Main event in Indio. You know, wherever. You know, we're tuned in. I'm locked in, you know. Shout out to Golden Boy. Shout out to the staff out there. Shout out to the homie Gabe. You know, again, people are going to bitch. You know, I posted something on Instagram. People are saying it's the most boring fight ever. It's the most horrible card ever. Me, personally, I enjoyed it. You know, but I'm a boxing head. I'm a true to the bone, and that's what I'm going to be, and that's what it's always going to be. Believe that. Shout out again to the homie Valley. He was out there. I think he's getting off work. You know, he was out there covering the fight, you know, but, you know, covering the fight the way we do, you know, and we'll leave it at that. You know, a lot of stuff happens in the sport of boxing. It don't stop. The Zone, no more HBO. Y'all already know the story with that. But it continues. Obviously, you got still boxing on ESPN. Speaking of that, that's probably one thing I didn't really like, the fact that Top Rank put on a card at the old StubHub, the Dignity Health Sports Park now, and you had Miguel Burchett at Araclan. Stopped Jason Rosa, defended his WBC title. I thought that shit was lame. You know, I think you could have put that on a different card or a different day. You know, you don't put him up against, you know, the biggest name in boxing, you know, especially, you know, ESPN, ESPN Plus, whatever the haps was, but, I mean, you just got to line it up. You know, you got to do it properly, which they're going to do properly this week because you got the fight out there in Fresno with Gabe Flores Jr. on the card. Shout out to Gabe. Shout out to Stockton. Shout out Team Flores. Gable, Jamel Herron defending his title against Lamont Roach. You got Top Rank versus Golden Boy. It's a matchup that I'm interested in seeing. WBO lightweight title. Winner of that. You know, hey, let's go, Burchett or whoever. You know, there's a lot of fights out there. You got Burchett calling out Oscar Valdez. You got all these people. There's a lot of matches that could happen. You know, as the boxing world turns, you know, that's how it is. That's how it's always going to be. Today, tonight, earlier this morning, you had the monster, Unye. He He got the unanimous decision win over Donaire, who looked like he was going to get KO'd a few times. That 11th round took that body shot and went down to a knee. But Donaire, man, if nothing else, showed that heart, showed that he is a Hall of Fame character or caliber fighter. He showed more grit, more heart in that defeat than some fighters do throughout their career. You know, he had the odds stacked against him fighting in Japan. You know, the local fans reminded me of Mexicans when they were watching Chavez or when they watched their favorite fighter. You know, I like to see that. You know, boxing is a global sport. I will always say that. And that was a prime example of that. Them Japanese, man, they were having a good time, you know, just like Filipinos when Manny Pacquiao was at the height of his career. You know, that's that boxing, you know. You know, we have that, they have that pride, you know, with the brothers when Floyd Mayweather's at the epic, you know, when he was at the top. You know, you ride with yours, you know, Kelly Pavlik, Youngstown, Ohio, Bernard Hopkins, Philly, you know, you ride with yours, and, you know, that's how it is. But big props to the Ounye Monster, props to Donaire. Both guys showed respect after the fight. Ounye, you know, catch the title. If y'all seen, there's a video on Twitter where, you know, he actually won the WBC Diamond title. And Ounye kind of didn't want no part of it. He's like, nah, I'm good. I didn't really win that fight, so y'all can keep that. And I think I might have to retweet that so y'all can see that. But, you know, he did catch, you know, he catch it, got the WBA, IBF, I believe, and the Ring Magazine, and got the Ali Trophy. And it's announced that he's going to be working with Top Rank. He's going to be fighting in the U.S., two times, and then the third time in Japan. So the Monster is coming to America after, you know, cleaning out and winning the World Boxing Super Series. Speaking of the World Boxing Super Series, Josh Taylor surprised me when he got the unanimous decision win over Regis Prograis, who we've had on the show numerous times. I wanted to do a show, you know, a few months back and have him on. But again, man, we out here grinding and we living. And you know, I've said it before and I'll say it again, man. I'm never going to stop this, man. If I take a year off, I'm never going to stop posting on social media and stuff. And, you know, because we're dedicated to boxing. We boxing for life. A lot of people do it for the attention, for the fame, for the money, for whatever. You know, that's them. You know, we still plugged in way. We still tuned in and we still grinding, man. Shout out to Kozman. Shout out Joe Rome, Artie Lou. And, again, Compa Val, who's out there in Vegas repping. And props to again, Ounye, the Monster, for winning the World Boxing Super Series over Donaire. And Josh Taylor getting the unanimous decision win over Regis Prograis in spectacular fashion in a big fight. Speaking of Cosme, he was out there in Reno covering the couple of fights. Shakur Stevenson got the shout-out win over Joey Gonzalez. That was a fight that I wanted to talk about because I was excited about that fight leading into the fight. I expected big things. You know, Joette Gonzalez was talking that talk. You know, he had me believing, kind of like Mikey Garcia versus Spence. But that's why you can't talk your way to a title. But props to him, man. He got nothing to be ashamed about. You know, he's going to keep his head up. You know, Shakur Stevenson, you know, shut him out and just show that there was levels to it. Kendall Tremendo Tremendo Castaneda got the win the night before out there in Reno. He made a huge statement, and he did his thing. You know, you got the WBC conventions, franchise champ. You got all that bullshit. That kind of pissed me off. You know, I think that's kind of lame how they're doing that. They got Lomachenko, franchise champ. Canelo, franchise champ. I think that's bad. I think Mauricio Sulaiman is doing way, way too much. I'll talk about that on another show. But just know that I'm not a fan of it. I've made my points, you know, here and there why I don't like it. You know, now we can't unify, right? Comey versus Teofimo Lopez, supposed to fight for the IBF. Winner of that fights Lomachenko. And, you know, now you're saying Devin Haney is the regular champ, and that shit is lame. And speaking of lame, I always give my boy a hard time. Lil Cosme on the line, the young big homie on the line. What's going on, Cosme? You was out there in Reno, man. I know you just got off work, man. You got a few minutes. Go ahead, my boy.
Hello?
I can hear you, Reno. Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. So, I'm driving home, got to go get a haircut, you know, my usual Thursday fucking night routine, go get a haircut, you know, freshen up and shit. All
right.
Where do you want to begin? Let's begin with those fights.
I mean, nothing, man. Just tell me a little bit about the vibe out there, man. How was it in Reno?
You know, for that Roy Jones card, it was packed. There was only a few seats left. I think what it was we had Oscar Vasquez, a local guy, and we had another local guy too, Ricardo Galvan, right? Those two kids, man, they can sell tickets, and I'm sure that's why they're put on the card.
That's what it's about.
The house is packed, but of course, Kendo was the main event. He's the one who stole the show, you know. First of all, the way his entrance, you know, the way he walked in, everybody got into it, and then he turned Stan the man into Stan the fan, you know.
Yes, sir. He made a huge statement.
The crowd was pro dude Stan, you know, because he's not local, but he's from the Bay Area. And a lot of friends and family that came out to support him, and Kendo just made him look silly, you know. And I like Kendo, you know. I met him that day. He's a good kid, you know. He definitely can polish up his skills a little bit, you know. He's got some upside to him. Apart from that, I mean, the top ranked card the day afterwards. As I keep telling you guys, you know, Terry Lane, his brother, you know, the Lane brothers. They can promote. They know how to promote here in town. They got billboards all over the place, you know, and they can sell tickets. It's just the thing about it was there really was no fighter that stood out that people were all excited about, you know. Of course, everybody's excited about Shakur and Joette, but it wasn't everybody was expecting a knockout. But, I mean, you got Shakur and you got Joette. They're not going to knock nobody out, you know. The way the styles are completely different, you know, it is what it is. It was a good night of fights that day, too, you know. It didn't sell out, but it was packed, and overall, it was great.
That's what it is, man. Shout out to Let's Get It On Promotion, or Let's Get It On, Let's Get It On Boxing, Terry Lane. Shout out to Roy Jones Jr., who they did have a sold out the night before. That was a big weekend for you, bro. I wanted you to get out there and get your feet wet again. And, you know, we've been doing this for years, you know, and it ain't going to stop. Speaking of shouting out, got to shout out Iron Boy Promotions out there in Arizona. Artie and Lou are always covering it. Shout out to Thompson Boxing. You know, we support the big fights like the Canelo fights, but we support all boxing. It's all boxing all the time, and that's what it is, man. And, again, that's why I wanted to just come back on the show one time, just kind of put it out there because we do have a goal. Me and Joe Rome been talking. We're trying to go live from Acapulco. Shout out to Acapulco who reached out to us and going to sponsor us doing the live show. But again, you know, we got to work, we got to grind, and we got goals to meet. So that's what it's about. And, you know, the homie Cosme was out there repping in Reno. His name is Damien, but we call him Cosme. That's the fam right there. And just had to get him on for a little bit, man. I'm going to wrap up some news, bro. Just a quick 30-minute show. Had to give you a little shine. Anything you want to talk on real quick, bro, before you go get their haircut? I already got my haircut, by the way. You know, I'm fresh faded up right now, my boy. But anything you want to talk about?
Yes. Just talk about really quick about the fight over, I guess, overnight. Inoue and Donaire. You know, I wanted to say that I did not expect Donaire to go out there and have a war with Inoue, of all people, right? I expected Inoue to stop him, but I haven't seen it. I will watch it tonight, of course. But you know, the way I see it was a great way for Donaire. If his career is over, it was a good way to go out. You know, because
true.
I know that his first fight of the tournament was against Tete, right? Vamani Tete, who I had picked to go to the final against Inoue. And unfortunately, he got hurt, and Donaire took the W there and ran with it, you know, all the way to the final. Props to him.
Yes, sir.
You know, I didn't expect this from him, and whatever happens next for him, you know, good career. He was one of my favorites. Even to this day, one of my favorite knockouts of all time was, I don't know if you remember when he
Montiel.
Won. Montiel. I don't
Montiel.
Look like he was swimming.
Yeah.
Remember that? Oh, man, that
yes,
was
sir.
Brutal. I will
How
never
can we
forget that.
I don't think nobody ever will, bro. And shit, and just for the record, man, I'm a true boxer head. I woke up for that shit. I actually woke up and I watched it live. But do yourself a favor, bro, and watch it, man.
Definitely, I'll watch it tonight.
Shit, you know, there's a couple other things I want to touch on before I wrap it up, man. Again, I just want to touch on the Canelo. I talked about the Uñe before my young homie Cosme did right there. But I just wanted to touch on a few things. Obviously, Usyk, he made his heavyweight debut out in Chicago, and it was successful. You know, after the fight, he's calling out the winner, Andy Ruiz versus Anthony Joshua, which is scheduled for December. Obviously, we're going to talk about that before it goes down, which is the unfortunate passing of Patrick Day. He fought on that card, and he succumbed to his injuries, man, and he passed away, and that's the fourth fighter, I believe, of this year that has passed. And just kind of goes back to the old saying, man, you can't play boxing. It's one of the toughest sports out there. That's why me personally, I'm always committed to the sport. That's why I'm always committed to these fighters. Yeah, I may talk shit here and there, but for the most part, I never dog people out. You know, if you step into that ring, you know, whether you're getting paid $400 for a four-round fight or you're getting paid $4 million, you know, I respect you the same because, you know, we can talk it, but you walk in that shit, you know? And my hat tip goes out to, you know, my heart goes out to his family, you know, him. You know, he was a good kid, man. He followed True Boxing Heads, and he kind of touched me, man, because I had reached out to him to get on the show about a year ago, maybe two, when we were still active, when he was still coming up, when he was undefeated prospect. And I never got around to it, man. It kind of just put me back in the sense, man, where I got to get back to it, where I have some balance. You know, I got to work, you know, put in work, do what I have to do, and still make things happen. And, you know, I'm always going to rap for him, man. Shout out to Patrick Day, man. You rest in peace. There's a GoFundMe out there. I think I'm going to tweet that out. And just support him, man. Speaking of support, man, I want to support Errol Spence, who had the big win over Sean Porter. He unified his titles, got the, you know, retained his IBF and secured the WBC title with the unanimous decision win or split decision win over Sean Porter. But he had that accident. You know, I hope he's okay. From my understanding, he is all right. You know, obviously he survived, but, you know, he is having a few complications. So I just hope, you know, speedy recovery, and I hope he is able to fight sometime next year. And, you know, we all get the fight that, you know, we all wanted, which was that fight against Crawford. But first things first, man, get healthy. You know, shout out to Errol Spence. You know, anybody that'll tell you, or he'll tell you himself, man, I've been following him since his amateur. And I'm always going to rock with him because he's always been real. He's always been true. One of the champs that we've had on this show before he was a champ that went on to become a champ. So, you know, and aside from that, you know, it's just the respect, you know, and I got love for the guy. And when it's all said and done, man, it's respect. And that's what this sport is about. And I respect it. And I'm true to it. And I'm always going to be true to it. Again, everybody can do what they want to do. And we're going to do that same way. But we're going to stay true. Believe that. You know, no phonies over here. Keep that shit over there. You got Billy Joe Saunders making his American debut this Saturday. Obviously, again, he fought against Lemieux in Canada, but he's going to be fighting against Marcelo Corsieres. You got Devin Haney fighting on that card as well. I'm not talking about the main event. What is that dude's name? KSI and Logan Paul. You know, hey, props to them, though. You know, props to them for getting out there, you know, putting in work and trying to get better and actually getting in the ring and fighting. But, nah, I'm good. Hard pass on that. You got the fight from London, you know, Daniel Agbuniki versus Billy Ellington. And, again, from Fresno, California, Jamel Herron versus Lamont Roach. That's going to be on ESPN Plus for Herron's WBO title. You got Kubrat Pulev, who last time we had a show, I remember talking about that whole situation with that little female fighting against Rydell Booker. And again, Gabriel Flores, Stockton's finest. He's going to be fighting on that card. Amir Aman, who signed the top rank, is going to be on that card as well. David Kaminsky, the Jew, he's going to be fighting on that card as well. And it don't stop, man. The Bounce Back Show, True Talk Radio, episode 135. All boxing all the time. It can't stop and it won't stop. And that's how we rocking. Follow True Boxing Heads, TRU Boxing Heads. Shout out Grubbs Nissan, powered by Grubbs Nissan. Anybody in the market looking for a car, Grubbs Nissan is GRUBBSNissan.com. Ask for me, Nacho. I got you. You can hit me up, direct line 817-707-2661. Again, that's 817-707-2661. Grubbs Nissan, True Talk Radio, we out. I'm from where cops gang banging, hang with Hollywood stars. Ain't no angels left, that's why we call it City of God. Shout out to the homeboy Guru too. I'm about to get at you, homeboy. Let's get it, man. All boxing all the time. Fuck lame ass. You know how we do it. Lame ass fools. A la ver. Fierro. Saludos. Bang, bang.